Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Hey, my friends. Last week we talked about on my podcast, motivation fizzles out. Gyms are empty in February. Right now, a lot of them are empty, but home workout, home gyms, people don't stick with things. Why? We talked about that in last week's episode, that motivation fizzles, but your purpose is your power. And throughout the month, we're going to be talking about different pieces that make up your purpose and how to get there. Part one is learning to be happy with you. If I were to ask you, what is the most important love story of your life? We would get all of these epic romance fantasies and ideals, or if you're lucky, the relationship you're in now. But did you know the most important love story in your life, the one that will determine future success, current happiness, enduring joy, is the relationship you have with yourself? The love, the most important love that you can give is to yourself. But yet we are our worst critics a lot of the times. Why? How does your self-talk sound? If your thoughts were actual words that you said to your friend, would your friend still be your friend? A lot of people would say no, because a lot of people aren't nice to themselves. They don't talk kindly to themselves. Oh yeah, I'm a loser. I'm not smart. They're way more talented than me. I'm never gonna get this. My relationships are always doomed. I'm gonna be yada 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 yada. They're a better mom than me. Their Pinterest house is always perfect. Mine's not. Here it is. You deserve what you get. But guess what? That's why those people are having those problems and they don't get out of the problem. And their motivation tanks and they don't ever find their purpose because they don't ever love themselves. Because you could sit there and think, oh, I don't want to love myself. I don't want to be sit there and be a narcissist and have everything be about me, because it's not. You know, yes, that is true. You don't want to be Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. But you also need to have belief, self-hope, self-love, self-adoration, grace, and commitment to yourself. If you don't, you're not going to accomplish near what you could accomplish if you believed in yourself. We are our own worst critics at times. We are our stumbling blocks. We are what prevents us from having the life and living the kind of life that we want. How do we change? It's hard. We get nice and cozy and comfortable in not changing. Not changing our thoughts, not changing our patterns, not changing our habits. But think about it. If one of your kids came home from school and they had been bullied and they're sad and they sit on the couch and you're like listening to them and you agree with the bullies. Yeah, they are right. You are a slow runner. You're not as smart as they are. You're dumb. You can't do what you think you can. How would our kids react? Our kids look to us as their inner monologue. Our kids take note as to how we talk to them is how they talk to themselves in their mind. We're training them at a young age what they need to do and how they talk to themselves. And if think about it, you wouldn't sit there and tell your kid that the bullies are right. So why do we do that to ourselves? You deserve to treat yourself with love and kindness. you deserve to not bully yourself. Because when you realize that the most important love you have in your life is loving yourself, then every other relationship in your life will either get better or you'll realize that relationship is not healthy for me. I deserve to be loved, respected, treated with kindness. And when you start thinking of yourself in high regard and loving yourself, you will be able to accomplish more things than you ever thought possible. Our mind is powerful, so powerful, in fact, it can do things that science never thought was possible. Before May 6th in 1954, no one in human history had ran a mile less than 4 minutes. In fact, most people believed that this thing was physically impossible. A lot of so-called experts in the health community believed that it was beyond the capability of the human body to run the mile in less than 4 minutes. In fact, they went on to even say it would damage your lungs and explode your heart and end up in certain death, okay? For you that are runners, and I used to be, but I'm not, I'm retired. For many years, everybody believed that because that's what they were told. But Roger Bannister decided, you know what? Why not me? He changed that mental block. Those thoughts, he stopped. And he ran a mile in under 4 minutes. The incredible power of belief, determination, and let's see, the date was May 6th, 1954. He did not just create a world record. He broke a false belief that existed in the minds of thousands of people. In fact, the whole globe didn't think that it could be done. But his thoughts told him, don't listen to that. And less than a month later, several people since then, including just under a month later, ran under 4 miles, ran their mile in under 4 minutes. Why? Because that negative talk, that limit, that barrier was gone. Someone did it. Why not them? Their thoughts, their belief, their mind pattern changed, which gave them confidence and gave them the ability to push forward and to do better, be better, have more. And that's what you can do. You can be better. You can do more than you thought possible if you believe in yourself like Roger Bannister did. The impossible was accomplished because it existed in his mind. We can repeat that same story in our own lives. You are the hero in your life. How do you stop your negative patterns? How do you get out of that cycle that you're in, if this sounds like you? Well, this is what I do for a living. I mentor people. I help people figure out how to love themselves, how to find their happy, and how to get happy, healthy relationships. But my number one advice to you today would be, write down a list, a top 10 list of things that you're proud of yourself that you have done or things that you're good at. If it's hard for you to think of something that you're good at and you're reaching, think about what other people have complimented you on, because those also are indicators of things you're good at. List that down. Write yourself a love letter. That is your homework this week. And then post it up on your mirror and read it every day. And think of the power you have in believing in yourself, believing and loving yourself. When you fall in love with yourself, you'll be able to love others more fully. When you love yourself, you'll be able to give love to others more completely. Loving yourself is the springboard to every other good relationship in your life. Happiness, self-belief, accomplishing things that you want to do because you believe in yourself and you love yourself, that is the base, that is the core to building upon and finding your purpose. And I love you guys. And if you are struggling right now with loving yourself, look to your greater source of deity. If for me, that's God. For me, that's Christ. I know that I am divine. I know we all are. We are all one of one. Limited edition. God needed one of you. He created the cosmos and the universe and the stars. And guess what? He needed you. And you need to love yourself and realize you have so much to offer. You can do amazing, beautiful things. You deserve a life of love and joy and value and purpose. And the first way to get that is learning to love yourself. So, your homework this week, write a love letter to you of gratitude, of strength, all that you've been through and done. And if that's too hard to do a letter, make a list. Post it, read it. How do you feel different? Do an experiment and see. Because at the end of that week, you will find out when you talk good to yourself, when you're kind to yourself, when you're your friend, you can accomplish so much more. So we need to be our fan club presidents. No matter how hard, no matter what we're going through, we got to push through. We got to believe in ourselves. And when we do that, we will be able to have a greater grasp of what our purpose is here and a belief that we can accomplish that. And that is what I'm believing with you this week. Love yourself, believe in yourself, and miracles will happen. And don't forget, when it's hard, no matter what, to put on your big girl pants.